Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what about the future of the Republican Party? A couple of days ago, we had Chris Christie on the show. He believes the public Republican Party, as it's structured right now, needs a rescue. We also talked about the ongoing fight between, arguably, the two most influential Republicans in the country, President Trump on the one hand, and Mitch McConnell on the other. President Trump wants Mitch McConnell fired. So what will the future of this party bring? One of the most perceptive and seasoned Washington observers, Gerald Seib, has written a profoundly important piece, Will Trumpism Dominate the GOP Future? And Will Trump? In other words, he is suggesting, Gerald Seib in the Wall Street Journal, that there is a difference, and a big difference, between Trumpism and Trump, the personality and the potential president in 2024. We will be speaking with Gerald Seib a little bit later. But meanwhile, there is so much bad feeling. There's so much hysteria. There's so much craziness about every issue, and you really wonder if this atmosphere itself will prevent the members of Congress from coming together. First, the Democrats have to come together. They dominate both houses of Congress. They control the House by a few votes, and they control the Senate by one vote, the vote of Kamala Harris, who, by the way, got a very mediocre approval rating in her Gallup poll most recently. But right now, with the Democrats unable to come together to do anything, and Republicans also bitterly divided, there's really, well, then there's this. One of the healing presences that is just so well known for bringing people together and actually getting people to look on the bright side. I'm talking about Al Sharpton, and I'm teasing. I think Al Sharpton is an agitator and a deeply unhelpful voice in our politics. But Al Sharpton had a voice that was kind of difficult to hear. He went down to the border to Del Rio, Texas, and the local folks did not seem to react sympathetically, I think it's safe to say, to the profound words of healing and justice that Al Sharpton was trying to offer. Listen. It's one of the problems in our politics might be that we are excited and hostile and furious about everything. One thing that attracted fury that I have pointedly avoided on the show, which is the Gabby Petito story. And I can't believe this. What is divisive about a murder? And yes, her body was found in Teton Bridger National Forest somewhere, and the authorities have said, including the FBI, it's a homicide. And, okay, now they have to find the fiancé who's a person of interest. Fine. First of all, this entire case has occupied way, way too much of our time. But now that coverage itself has produced all kinds of accusations of racism. And this is on NBC's Joy Ann Reid show. She is complaining that the media coverage of Gabby Petito's disappearance was actually a symptom of something she calls the missing white woman syndrome. Listen.
Now, it goes without saying that no family should ever have to endure that kind of pain. And the Petito family certainly deserve answers and justice. But the way this story has captivated the nation has many wondering, why not the same media attention when people of color go missing? Well, the answer actually has a name, missing white woman syndrome, the term coined by the late and great Gwen Ifill to describe the media and public fascination with missing white women like Lacey Peterson or Natalie Holloway, or ignoring cases involving missing people of color.
Okay, there are a lot of missing people. And literally, there are hundreds a day. And which ones get media attention? Really? What? Missing white woman syndrome? Do you think this might have something to do with the fact that she's 22 years old and attractive? I know you're not supposed to notice, but that's the only thing the media do notice, and it's the only thing that people see about a story like this. Do you believe that that all missing white women are judged simply by their skin color and not by their appearance? And first of all, Gabby Petito, Joanne, I will tell you, I was asking some of the same questions as you're asking. Why all of this attention to this young woman? And then you see the photographs. And then you see the fact that she was building up a following on social media. And she had followers and people could actually see some of this. And they had police cameras showing when they were stopped in Moab, Utah. And it's, again, this is obviously privileged people and not privileged by their skin color, privileged by their wealth and their youth and their athleticism, if you will. And, okay, here's a little mind experiment. Do you think that the same missing white woman syndrome would apply to middle-aged white women or even elderly white women with weight problems? Now, this is not meant to insult anybody out there. It's not meant to insult any elderly white women with weight problems. It's just you would get the same shoddy treatment from the media because the media are, by definition, superficial. What are they looking for? They're looking at, by the way, I made this comment about 10 years ago. There's an epidemic of alligators eating people. And the alligators happen to have a particular appetite for young, winsome blondes. They did! I'm sorry, they did! Now, I actually tried to investigate it, because I was going to write something about it. And it wasn't that the alligators had a particular appetite for women who looked a certain way, it was that the media did. That victims of alligator chomping in Florida, where else, were not all attractive young women. They didn't taste better to the beasts, but they tasted better to the programmers who wanted to cover that kind of story. There's actually more on whether the Gabby Petito story, as tragic as it is actually a demonstration of American racism. We will also be speaking first about the future of the Republican Party. Can the Republican Party actually cohere? Can it come together? Can it come together again under Donald Trump? Or did it ever really cohere under Donald Trump? That and more with Gerald Seib of the Wall Street Journal coming up.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show, there is all kinds of question about what the future of the Republican Party will look like. Today came news that President George W. Bush, who's been pretty quiet and in the shadows, content to do his painting and his charitable work, to give a fine speech on 9/11, that he is coming out to do a fundraiser for Liz Cheney. She is not a candidate who is favored by President Trump. He has endorsed one of her opponents. She has many opponents. Gerald Seib wrote a powerful piece in the Wall Street Journal and over the weekend and last weekend. And the piece is under the headline, Will Trumpism Dominate the GOP Future and Will Trump? Gerald Seib is the executive Washington editor for the Journal. He was previously Washington bureau chief. Gerald, it's great to speak to you. And what is the elephant in the room, as you describe it, that people simply cannot ignore about this question?
Well, it is the question of whether Donald Trump is simply laying the groundwork for another presidential run in 2024 or doing something else, you know, creating a movement behind Trumpism and like-minded Republicans without making himself the center of that movement. And I think, you know, the currency, literally and figuratively behind that question is the incredible amount of fundraising that former President Trump is doing. I mean, he's got a very aggressive fundraising operation. People are being asked to donate money literally on a daily basis to his political operation, his political action group. And he's assembling a lot of donors and accumulating a lot of money, and the question is, what is that for? A lot of people, frankly, myself included, assume he's just going to run for president. While that money can't be used for a presidential campaign, it can be used for a lot of political groundwork to prepare for one. And he says he's going to make that decision, or has hinted at least he's going to make that decision after the 2022 midterm elections. Some people aren't sure he's going to wait that long.
Well, again, he's engaged in very directly in primary challenges already. Not
right,
just to Liz Cheney, but to, I think there are about a dozen now, Republican incumbents that Trump has announced that he's opposing.
Right, and that's really going to be the test of his strength. And particularly five or six Senate races. You know, Liz Cheney's in the House, obviously, but there are half a dozen Senate races in key states, you know, including Georgia, Pennsylvania, others, where there's going to be a primary contest because Ohio, you can throw that in as well, because there are incumbent Republicans who aren't seeking re-election. There's going to be a contest in each of those primaries, presumably, between a Trump clone, if you will, a Trump-like candidate, and probably some more conventional candidates. And in some of those cases, President Trump has already endorsed a primary candidate of his liking, and so that's going to set off an establishment versus Trumpian contest in those primaries. And by the way, that contest, in some cases, Georgia's a great example, going to pit personally Donald Trump against Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, who has his own thoughts about who is most likely to win or hold those seats for Republicans, and he's going to have his say. And so you're going to have a test in the 2022 primaries of Donald Trump's influence with Republican voters in key battleground states. And then if his candidates win, you're going to have a test of the staying power of his message with general election voters. And so people are going to be watching 2022 midterms as not just a question of whether Republicans can win back control of the House and the Senate, but also a question of how much influence Donald Trump has as they attempt to do so.
Well, I know it's such a complicated question because I know that there are a lot of Trumpian true believers who think that challenging incumbents that you dislike, like he drove Anthony Gonzalez out of the race, a member of Congress, fairly secure, for three terms in Ohio, and he quit, basically, because he didn't want to go through the experience of a primary. But there are other cases. Lisa Murkowski, the senator from Alaska, he's endorsed an opponent to her. And I know the last time that happened, she lost a primary, then ran as an independent and a write-in, and won. Does any of this help strengthen the Republican Party or boost our chances for 2022?
You know, the rule of thumb in politics is that internal fights in primaries tend to make the party weaker. That's certainly the rule of thumb. The congressional committees, the House and Senate congressional committees run by the Republican Party here in Washington, tends to follow. You know, I don't think it's 100% true. I think in some cases a good primary fight is a way to kind of figure out, have a stress test, if you will, of candidates, helping them figure out how to hone their messages and figure out how to muscle up for a general election. But by and large, and particularly this is true when there are people who oppose incumbents, Lisa Murkowski, Liz Cheney, that tends to be seen as harmful to the party. And I think the Alaska case is really going to be fascinating because now you have in Alaska a nonpartisan multi-candidate primary, which is not a party primary, where I would think Lisa Murkowski is in pretty good shape to do pretty well. And I'm not sure that Donald Trump opposition is as harmful to her there as it might be in a more conventional primary setting.
What about your paper's report? The Wall Street Journal has reported that Trump is speaking to senators and others to make sure that Mitch McConnell is dumped as Republican leader of the Senate.
Yeah, that's a fascinating story. And I think it's a long shot, frankly. You know, people in the Senate, Republicans owe a lot of allegiance to Mitch McConnell. They tend to be very clubbish when it comes to their own people in their own ranks. I find it kind of hard to believe that from the outside Donald Trump can engineer enough opposition to Mitch McConnell to keep him from remaining the leader of the Republican Party in the Senate. And you can be sure that Mitch McConnell won't go down without a huge fight. So I think that is that seems like almost an example of pique on the part of Donald Trump, that he is so angry at Mitch McConnell for having basically not bought into the quote-unquote big lie that the election was stolen from Donald Trump, and in fact saying quite the opposite, that the whole case the Trump people made that the election was stolen from him was far-fetched and ought to be dismissed. You know, Donald Trump will never forgive and never forget that. And so this is a contest in which I think Donald Trump is trying to settle a score. I seriously doubt that it's going to be successful. He, you know, may very well alienate some would-be allies. Lindsey Graham comes to mind if he pushes that too far. So I don't think that's a winning hand for former President Trump.
Do you think it's possible that if he loses some of these primary fights and the entrenched Republican wins, that he would actually prefer that the Republican not win in the general election? Just quick yes or no?
Yes, I can see that.
Okay, well, that would be also what a prospect. I appreciate your great work. Gerald Seib, the Washington editor for the Wall Street Journal. More on a trend that McConnell sees moving coming up on the Medved Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House, the House, and the Senate have reached agreement on a framework that will pay for any final negotiated agreement.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer making that announcement earlier on Thursday as congressional Democrats continue to work on a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the bill includes paid family medical leave and child care assistance. Moderate Democrats have been in tough negotiations with President Biden over the scale of the social spending in the bill. The effort to find Brian Laundrie is back on in southwest Florida. Police are once again searching for the missing fiancé of Gabby Petito in the Carlton Reserve, a 25,000-acre nature preserve. Laundrie has been missing for over a week. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On the Michael Medved Show, a quick word for Balance 7, the dietary supplement and alkalizer concentrate that gives you 7 benefits that they list. Use Balance 7 pH concentrate for more energy, for more mental clarity, for relief from joint discomfort, to boost your immunity, to optimize your pH balance, help with weight loss while detoxing your body. It relieves heartburn and aids digestion at the same time. So right now, if you go to balance7.com and you use the code AL, A-L, that's for the founder of this company. If you use the code AL at checkout, you receive a free 4-ounce bottle of My Smooth Skin with any purchase of Balance 7 products. Now, My Smooth Skin regularly retails at $13.99, but it's free with your Balance 7 dietary supplement order. Again, head to balance7.com and use the code AL at checkout to get in on the free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Okay, something that isn't going smooth, obviously, is the relationship between President Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader. There's a report in the Lexington Herald Leader, that's in local Kentucky magazine. It was obtained from a preview of Peril, the new book that's already received so much publicity by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa. It's explores some of the explosive details on Trump's final days in office, which might give an indication of what he's thinking, where he's going, etc., etc. According to the new excerpt, McConnell is encouraging the GOP to move away from Trumpism. Well, since Trump wants to fire McConnell, that kind of makes sense, yeah? He calls the ex-president a fading brand. Retired, McConnell says. OTTB, as they say in Kentucky. Off the track, thoroughbred. Thoroughbred? I don't know. Off the track? Doesn't seem like. Yeah, the ivermectin is keeping that going and healthy. There's a clear trend moving, McConnell said. Sucking up to Donald Trump is not a strategy that works. The excerpt comes amid recent reports that Trump is trying to devise a plan with his political allies to have McConnell removed from his Republican leadership position in the Senate. If Trump actually does organize a challenge against him, McConnell is apparently not concerned that this is a meaningful political threat. The only place I can see Trump and me actually at loggerheads would be if he gets behind some clown who clearly can't win, McConnell says in his book. To have a chance of getting the Senate back, you have to have the most electable candidates possible. And that seems like common sense. No? There is this, speaking of common sense or lack thereof, Nancy Pelosi and her press conference today, it's the big day for her press conference. She was speaking on the Democrats' $3.5 trillion projected spending spree. Here is Speaker Pelosi, clip 7.
It's not about a price tag or anything. It's about values, not dollars.
Values, not dollars. But values have no price? Well, not when you see things in basically apocalyptic terms. This is clip 7 of 6. Pardon.
What I'm excited about in the bill that is coming up, too, is what it does for the environment. This is transformational. I use that word about women in the workplace. It's transformational. The president has established some goals for protecting the environment and saving the planet, and this legislation does just that. In a way, as we were honored by the Secretary of the Treasury and the leader of the Senate earlier, that is paid for. So it is, it's pretty exciting.
Okay, how is it paid for? So everybody giving in their pennies and their quarters, and you're talking about a budget that isn't anywhere near balanced, that isn't anywhere near actually finding agreement in terms of trying to avoid a government shutdown, which could be as soon as next week, or a default, which could be as soon as the end of October. And you're talking about, this is something that liberals and conservatives seem to agree on, the results would be catastrophic. And catastrophic to everyone's jobs and investments and every aspect of American life. Speaking of catastrophic, there is this. NBC News reported on a 24-year-old unvaccinated father named Patrick Bershia. And he actually was from Montana. He had COVID, and he begged people to get vaccinated. Well, he passed away, leaving a son behind. Here is what Patrick Bershia had to say slightly before his death.
I would not wish this stuff on, like, my worst stuff on, like, to be at all.
24-year-old COVID patient Patrick Bershia had been hospitalized just over a week when we first met him earlier this month.
Oh, sorry, what the...
Deep breath.
Take a breath.
He struggled to breathe, but he wanted to keep talking to share this message.
As soon as I can, I'll get the vaccine, and I highly recommend anyone who has it to do it, because this is a very scary situation.
Do you regret not getting the vaccine?
Absolutely. I 100% regret it.
Specifically, what were some of the things you were hearing?
That the vaccine was not a real vaccine, that it was like a tracking chip the government was trying to use on us.
Patrick was in the ICU at Billings Clinic in Montana, which was already seeing its highest number of COVID patients since last year. This is the ER. They've set up overflow beds in the hallways.
This is terrible and sad. There's another story in the New York Daily News. A California mother of four who was proudly anti-vax, particularly anti-COVID-19 vaccine, died of complications due to the coronavirus. Kristen Lowry, and by the way, this illustrates the same point that I was making about Gabby Petito. This is a very beautiful woman. She was. She was also a figurehead on social media, proclaiming her anti-mask and vaccine views that garnered high praise. She died September 15th, her aunt said, according to Yahoo News. "We will miss her always," her aunt wrote. "So many people need her here, but God must have special plans for her in heaven. You are so loved, Kristen, and will be so missed." Lowry's sister Cassie wrote on Facebook before her death that she was fighting for her life against COVID and pneumonia. "My sister has a long life left," Cassie wrote in a since-deleted post. In a picture captured of her profile since going private that was posted on Reddit, Lowry can be seen holding up a sign that read, "Give a voice to the vaccine injured." In a GoFundMe that's hoping to raise money for her final expenses, Lowry is described as a beautiful and amazing woman. But more than that, she was a phenomenal mother who always put her children first. She lived for her children. She was also on social media featured under unmasked, unmuzzled, unvaccinated, unafraid. Together we win. It's tough. In other words, you can say unmasked, unmuzzled, unvaccinated, unafraid, together we win. What does winning constitute? Isn't that a real question? When we come back, we'll review a big new movie involving Michael Caine, Oscar winner, and Aubrey Plaza, coming up on The Medved Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brightened the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, there is a great tendency whenever you see something that looks bad in America, that looks destructive, is to, by some people, to go back and to blame that on America's racist past, on the history of white supremacy. And this is not to say that's always irrelevant, but usually when it's brought up, it is irrelevant. Ibram X. Kendi, the expert who has made literally millions of dollars with books and lectures and programs training people to be anti-racists, Ibram X. Kendi claimed that the reason that people of color, particularly black people, have less vaccination accomplished than Americans in general is because they have been denied access to the vaccine. Can you believe it? Listen, this is clip 11.
What I will say is, to me, the actual problem isn't the vaccine mandates. The actual problem is when you actually study those particularly black and Latinx people who aren't vaccinated, you actually talk to them, we're finding that a lack of accessibility to the vaccine for a whole host of reasons is actually leading to them having a lower rate, while with white Americans, it's more or less the result of their political ideology.
Okay. Again, that basically he's blaming political ideology for white people not getting the vaccine, but for black people, it said that they don't have access to it. Does that sound right in any sense? I mean, given the fact that there are Walgreens and Rite Aid and basic chain pharmacies, CVS, places where, that are very eager to give out the vaccine, and everywhere and all across the country. And the other thing is, and this goes to the clip we played earlier from Joy Ann Reed, who was basically saying that it was racism that there was so much attention to Gabby Petito and not more attention to people of color who were disappeared. The interesting thing is, of course, Joy Ann Reed has very good access to the public. She's a very respected journalist. She has an audience. If she wants to cover and spend parts of her show doing focus on women of color who have disappeared, well, I'm sure that would be... It wouldn't be segment that I would be particularly eager to, just that I wasn't eager to cover Gabby Petito. This was just not interesting to me, and it didn't seem particularly important or relevant to anything. But if she wanted to do that, she could do that. If Ibram X. Kendi feels that black people aren't getting enough access to vaccines, well, what about taking matters into your own hands and using some of your resources to organize programs to go out there and get people vaccinated, which would basically help everybody? Peter Doocy is making a career out of his virtually daily confrontations, which he always seems to win. Peter Doocy of Fox, who does a good job, he confronted Press Secretary Jen Psaki today about illegal immigrants amassing at the border who aren't vaccinated. And Psaki then tries to explain why that's not a problem. This is clip 9.
Somebody asking the foreign nationals who are walking into Del Rio, Texas, and setting up camps on this side of the border for proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test.
Well, first of all, I can readdress for you or re-talk you through what steps we take.
That is the policy for people who fly into the country. So if somebody walks into the country right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again, Peter, how our process works. As individuals come across the border, they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same thing. It's not the same thing.
Uh-huh. They're not planning to be here for a lengthy period of time? Has anybody asked them? I mean, really? Coming up, there's a huge news story, which I think is important. A family is dropping a lawsuit aiming to force Libertyville Hospital, this is in Illinois, I believe. No, it's in New Mexico, to provide ivermectin treatment for a COVID-19 patient. A woman who sued Advocate Condell Medical Center to force it to allow her mother, who was suffering from COVID-19, to be treated with ivermectin, has dropped her lawsuit. Why? Well, we will explain all to you next time on the MedVed Show. We will also be confronting a new analysis by an academic, not a conservative, suggesting Democrats are committing political suicide. And meanwhile, is it movie suicide that Michael Caine has taken a role where his one most memorable line, repeated endlessly, is a line you can't say on the radio? The movie is called Bestseller, about a has-been novelist attempting a comeback. It also stars Aubrey Plaza. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The great Michael Caine plays a has-been author who's reclusive and perpetually angry and who refuses to cooperate with his struggling young publisher, Aubrey Plaza, by participating in a book promotional tour in Bestsellers, now playing in theaters.
I won't do the bloody tour.
Do the tour or I edit the book.
No one's interested in the book. They're interested in this freak show.
Yeah, but most audiences won't be interested in this freak show, a clumsy effort at comedic melodrama that attempts to tug the heartstrings in a manipulative and misguided manner. As someone who's worked in the book industry for many decades, almost every note here feels false, and the script is appallingly amateurish for a project that is, after all, supposed to be about writing. Okay, performances can't rescue Bestsellers, which if it were rated would be rated R for language, and despite the big names, deserves only 1.5 stars. As a big fan of Michael Caine, who's reliably charming and charismatic and great actor, this movie is a gigantic disappointment, and that's why maybe you haven't heard about it until now, but consider yourself warned. Coming up next time, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Advisory Panel has now officially recommended seniors, nursing home residents, and certain adults with underlying medical conditions to get a booster shot of Pfizer's vaccine, a critical step toward making the extra doses available in the coming days. And a serious issue, at least it's so described, New Mexico health officials suspect that two people are dead from ivermectin poisoning. Really? We'll get to that. And we'll also talk about the necessity of actually making some progress to keep, maybe, we can just hope, the bullish market going strong. Certainly today it did. And avoiding the kind of collapse that people have been talking about. Will part of that avoidance of collapse and one of the strengthening factors in the American perspective involve providing vaccines and protection and better complete vaccination coverage for children? Is that necessary, or is that basically an abuse and a form of child abuse, as some vaccination opponents will claim? And what about the political impact of mandates for masking and mandates for vaccines? Are they truly unpopular with a majority of people opposing them? Or in theory, at least, why do you keep seeing so many people with majorities in favor of those policies, even on a national basis? We will get to that and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.